Dr. Kapinski with a mail. I am Ian Stephen, S-T-E-V-N, Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Martin as described in my report to you of 12-28-21. Pretty is now a 41-year-old male who again describes he was injured at work on 6-24-20. Appeared during he was driving a propane tank forklift, unloading a truck, and the driver pulled off while he was unloading the truck. But as a result, he believes he injured his back, lower back, and right shoulder. Brady went to Salem Hospital emergency room afterwards, period. Yet further evaluation leading to what Andrew stands to be the final diagnosis of, quote, injured lumbar spine, period, end quote. He did not undergo any surgery in this matter, period, since evaluated here, he indicates he did receive some physical therapy. Period, he denies any previous or subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period. New paragraph. It is my understanding that Mr. Martin received an order approving settlement on 3-4-22 for 17.5% of partial total for the lumbar spine. Period, the right elbow and right shoulder were settled via Section 20 resolution. But he has now filed a reopener application with associated reopener interrogatories. Period. Within them, he indicates he was treated by Dr. Lackey, L-A-C-A-Y, since the entry of that award. Period. This was done on 12-22-22. Period. He wrote that Dr. Lackey did not offer any additional diagnoses, but was the petitioner's primary care physician, period. He had no x-rays since the award, period. In terms of the final diagnosis rendered by any treating physician since the entry of the last award, he stated, quote, none, period, end quote. He had worked at J&J Staffing since that award was entered, period. He alleged he had worsening symptoms in his back and was limited to most activities. Period, he was unable to stand very long, comma, wash dishes without back pain, comma, use the bathroom, comma, sleep in one position, or play any sports. Period. I have been informed that following the reopener, he had a need for treatment exam done by Dr. FitzHenry on 6-15-23. He found the petitioner's low back pain is a recurrence from 2.5 years ago. He prescribed physical therapy for low back pain twice a week for 2 weeks. The doctor asked the petitioner to engage in a significant weight loss program, noting he weighed 340 pounds. He then underwent physical therapy through 8-18-23. I'm not in receipt of any of those direct notes. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper normal, hands or elbows normal, shoulders normal. Extremities lower, inspection revealed bunions bilaterally, but no other soft tissue or bony abnormalities. Period. The rest of that is normal. Cervical normal, thoracic. Overlying the upper midline was a 4-inch healed surgical scar that he attributed to a lesion that was excised shortly after birth. Period, the rest of that section is normal, lumbosacral. He had non-reproducible low back tenderness to supine straight leg raise maneuvers at 85 degrees bilaterally without radicular complaints. Period, the rest of that section is normal. Impressions on 6-24-20, Stephen Martin was injured at work as marked in my prior report. He had since evaluated here. He received an order approving settlement and then reopened his claim. Perry evidently was seen by Dr. Fitzhenry, who referred him for additional therapy and recommended significant weight loss. Perry also was being seen by his family physician named Dr. Lassay. Mr. Mutton currently denies sustaining any additional injuries. However, he has been employed as a warehouse worker for J&J Snack Foods since 2021. Mutton would expect this to be somewhat physically demanding. New paragraph, the current exam of Mr. Martin is entirely unrevealing. Pretty complained of low back tenderness at very obtuse angles during supine straight leg raise maneuvers and more without radicular complaints. This is not clinically consequential. New paragraph, my opinions relative to permanency will be reiterated here from my prior report. And that will be the end.